I am Devin Wieters, and this is Real Talk the Podcast, where we talk all things inclusion and have a little bit of fun too. We are on Instagram at Real Talk Podcast Official. We are on Twitter at Devin Real Talk, D-E-V-O-N Real Talk. Facebook at Real Talk Podcast Official. And I hope you enjoy the show. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Real Talk. Today we have Kay and JJ from the OT After Dark podcast on with us. They do a really great podcast around sex and disability. There will be some mature topics in this podcast. It won't be too bad. So if you have kids, then you may want to listen to this first or turn it off if you're in the car. And also, I will be on their podcast coming soon. I do not have a date for you guys yet, but follow me on social media and I will post it there once it drops. Enjoy the show. Hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of Real Talk. My name is Devin Wieters and today we have JJ and Kay from the OT After Dark podcast on with us. How are you guys?
Fantastic. How are you?
Great.
So tell us a little bit about yourself and a little bit about the podcast, and then we'll go from there.
Well, I am JJ, and I am an occupational therapist.
And I am Kay, and I am also an occupational therapist.
And we run a podcast called OT After Dark, where we talk about occupational therapy and how that intersects with sexuality, intimacy, and on topic sex.
Yeah.
And I think also, I guess, too, to kind of, before we dive into all of that, I always feel like we should probably explain what occupational therapy is.
Yes, for those of us who haven't been in it since we were 6 months old.
Occupational therapy is, you know, the therapy we work on, the job of living.
Yes.
So everything that you have to do in your daily life, whether it is getting dressed, whether it is eating, sexual activity,
all the things important to you,
social participation,
do to the best of your ability.
Yep. Work, play, leisure. So all of those, and making sure that you can do it. Podcasting, yes, another important occupation that you can do it the best of your ability and the way you want to do it.
So how did you guys get into the podcast, and tell us like how that came about and all that?
So just totally random. We were working together at the time, teaching in a OTA program, and it just happened to be kind of sex and intimacy, and OT was a topic that we were just kind of talking about between ourselves for a long time. And then honestly, just one day I was driving into work listening to a podcast, and I thought, this would be really fun. JJ and I did a podcast, and then I got to work and I said that to her, just about sex. Absolutely. And then we just dove in. Just literally within 24 hours, I think we had a podcast name and we had found a platform to record it on and distribute it, and then just kind of ran with it. And then it became much bigger than we
anticipated.
We thought maybe a couple friends would listen. And then like 24 hours after our first podcast, we had somebody from Australia mailing us.
So tell us about like the different guests you've had on and like the outcomes.
So what's been really great about this podcast is we've really been able to connect with other occupational therapy practitioners and other individuals, you know, across the globe, mm-hmm. That are working with and addressing sex and intimacy with people of all abilities and ages and things like that. And really kind of getting the word out there that this is an important occupation for a lot of individuals and that it needs to be addressed.
Yeah, so I have some of the guys, I mean, I'm one of the first official guests was a surprise to us. We were researching accessible sex toys, and on a whim, I emailed a company called Sporch, if there was anybody there that would be willing to talk about sex toys and accessibility. And within a few days, I was on the phone with the CEO of that company, and he ended up being our first guest.
Episode two,
which was a really important lesson in the beginning, because we had to learn, just from a podcast perspective, we had to learn really quick how to make that happen, how to have a guest that wasn't in our space. And I think it was very company, I guess. Like, oh, people really want to come on and talk to us. And we just need to reach out and see where it goes. And people say, no, that's no big deal. But we don't get a lot of no's.
Yeah, I was surprised that I, too, did not get a lot of no's. Nobody's gonna want to be on a podcast except for a few of my friends, but I reached out to my first person other than, like, you know, close friends that I've known, and they're like, oh yeah, sure, I'll come on.
I feel like our only no was a legal issue. It was the legal department where they work wouldn't let them on. I feel like that's the only time we've ever had a no.
I think there's been a couple busy. With like timing, yeah. And stuff like that, you know. But, you know, a lot of people have been really excited about the work that's been going on with OT After Dark, which has been really exciting. And, you know, it's been other OT practitioners, it's been parents, it's been individuals that have been on to all telling their stories. So it's really been a good variety, yeah. Of people coming on to really address sex and intimacy from all angles.
Yeah, and it's been super educational for JJ and I. Our own personal learning.
So tell me about, like, some of the common misconceptions around disability and sex and what you've learned.
I think probably the most common misconception is that people with disabilities are asexual or not interested in dating or not interested in sexual relationships, intimate relationships. I think that seems to be the societal view. I do think that's shifting, though. I think media is doing a better job presenting different angles of disability, but I think that's probably the most common misconception.
I think another one too is that a lot of the research out there, or a lot of what, you know, people are talking about, is this heteronormative view of sexuality and sex, where, you know, it's between a man and a woman, and it's all about penetration. Where, you know, and that's kind of what one of our key values on our podcast is. We really want to talk about masturbation, yep. And lift up masturbation and normalize masturbation, and it's a great and exciting occupation. And then also too, talking about, you know, issues, LGBTQ issues, and opening that up within the disability community too, that, you know, people with disabilities also are gay and lesbian and transgender and on all of that.
Yes, there are some great, like, LGBTQ influencers. One is the disabled hippie. I love him. And one is Andrew Gerza.
Andrew Gerza, yes, was on our podcast.
He was one of our early guests.
Episode 6, OT After Dark meets Disability After Dark.
Andrew Gerza does not hold anything back. Tweets, I'm just like, okay.
We loved it.
I love his honesty. Wonderful.
Tell us about some of the research that is being done in this field and what can we do more of?
So I think historically within occupational therapy, most of the research has been geared towards people with spinal cord injuries and strokes. So it's research has been geared more towards somebody that was typically developing, something happened, and then we need to, like, get back to,
like, you had your traditional quote unquote, you know, sex life.
Yes.
And then an event happens, and then how do we get back to that? Not necessarily looking at
where it's been. Mm-hmm. And I know when I mean, it's been 20 years since I was in OT school, and that's probably somewhat the focus. I think there's been a huge shift recently in research, looking more at sexuality, dating related to people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. Mm-hmm.
And also, just my own personal question, is there any research related to individuals with spasticity, all that stuff, or no?
There is some research within the OT field. Most of the research on, you know, individuals that have spasticity or cerebral palsy, other types of muscular diagnoses, there's a lot of what's called qualitative research out there. So kind of like people talking about their experience, what is their experience with sex and things like that. There is more research in the sexuality studies area, but again, a lot of it seems to be more qualitative, which with my research, so I'm currently working on my PhD. My area of research that I'm interested in is looking at young adults with cerebral palsy, and, you know, what does sex look like And how are they defining it? Is it masturbation? Is it with a partner? Looking at partnered sex, non-partnered sex, and what does that occupation look like? Also then, too, looking at individuals, and do they identify as heterosexual, homosexual, part of the LGBTQ community? Also looking at gender identity as well, because I have found that, and looking at the research, there really isn't much discussion in that area on gender identity and how individuals with disabilities define their gender identity. So I think that's just a piece that's really missing right now.
And speaking of like the heteronormative thing that you referenced earlier, I also think I'm going to make up a word, but we're going to go with it. Able normative. What you guys do is you kind of like dismantle that view a little bit. And I love that. So
we're trying.
That's the hope. That's the goal. Is that, you know, sex can be a lot of things.
Yeah. And unfortunately we live in a society where it's been presented as one thing, and that is penetrative sex that focus on, quite honestly, the orgasm related to the penis.
Yes.
So we're trying to, and it's all
about penetration and in missionary style.
Yeah.
And,
you
know, yes.
Unfortunately. That's,
and I think there's a lot of people trying to kind of get past that.
There is, including myself.
Yes. Because, yay!
Yes. And so will your thesis be made available once it's finished?
That is the goal. So once I complete my research and my dissertation, my hope is to then publish that research for then other researchers and other people to then use and have available and really give a good picture of what does this occupation look like within, you know, young adults with CP.
Where will that be available?
Well, that is a very, very good question. I'm probably about a year away from finishing it. So I guess it kind of depends on once it's done and where I submit it. So stay tuned. I will get back to you with that information.
Yes,
once I
definitely.
Project.
Definitely send us the, you know, send us the link when you're done with it. Yes.
Yes, I'll come back and I'll tell you what I find.
Okay. Is there anything else you would like to add before we get off here?
I think I think the important thing of our podcast and kind of one of our big views is just to open the conversation and that get people more comfortable talking about sex and intimacy within occupational therapy practice.
Break down the stigma.
Yeah. And so that they can then address this with their client and really help people with disabilities to achieve the orgasm that they want to achieve.
Or just achieve the pleasure that they want to achieve.
Yeah, because the first time I listened to y'all's podcast, I was like, whoa, it took me a while to warm up to it because I never heard, you know, sex talked about in the context of disability, at least like that. So it was a shocker for me too. So I can imagine somebody able-bodied being like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, we don't censor a lot when we
speak. Yes. This is definitely a not safe for work podcast, people. So
yeah, it's not.
So thank you guys so much for coming on. Can you tell the people where they can find you on social media and the internet and all that?
So we are on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and that's OT After Dark, at OT After Dark on all of those platforms. And then OTAfterDark.com is our website. And then also on all our podcasts, pretty much anywhere you can find podcasts. I mean, Spotify, Apple, the two.
Google Podcasts.
Yes. Andrew wants Google Podcasts.
Yeah,
all those. Straight to Anchor. Which is what
yeah. Anchor is amazing.
Oh,
there
my
is
gosh.
Going to be an,
absolutely amazing.
Yes.
Love it.
Just do an ad for them right now. They're fantastic. Want
yes.
to do a podcast? Go to Anchor.
Yes. Well, thank you guys for being on so much. And we will talk to you guys next episode. Bye, guys. Thank you for listening to Real Talk All Things Inclusion. Remember to follow us on social media, Instagram at Real Talk Podcast Official, Twitter at Devin Real Talk, and Facebook at Real Talk Podcast Official. If you want to support the show, you can do that by using the link in the show notes. I will see you guys next episode.